Hallelujah. And I'm on. Okay. How's everybody doing tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. My topic is tonight, total dependence on God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to Him. In Jesus' name, my strength and my redeemer. Well, have you ever been there? You wake up on a Monday morning. You have to go to work. It's one of those days in which you feel overwhelmed. You feel like you are carrying the weight of the world. Well, it's happened to me a lot when I was working for a firm in Southern California. The pressure seemed to be so unbearable. When I would think about it, I would just kind of break out in a cold sweat. And the way I overcame the challenge was through God. I remembered a scripture, Psalm 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The word of God helped me overcome my challenge of fear, anxiety. Then I would relax and praise God because I had the faith that He would do it for me. And the reason why I remembered Psalm 34 is because during this time, or actually before that time, I was even going to my car at lunchtime, and I would speak God's word over myself. I would speak psalms. I would have particular psalms, and I would just read it. And I found out it was very powerful. The word of God was just so awesome. And I had so many challenges in my life. I had a challenge with speaking. I had a challenge answering phones. I had other challenges. But it was the Word of God that got me through this. It was the Word. So let's go on to A. What is dependence? Dependence. Webster's dictionary's description is a state of being at the disposal of another, a state of being subject to the will of an intelligent cause, or to power and operation of any other cause, an ability to sustain itself without the at the aid of. And then it's reliance. It's knowing, it's having confidence in the Word of God. It's trusting the Word of God and resting on. As an example, we may have a firm dependence on the promises of God. Now, let's take a look at the world's description of dependence. Dependence is a state where someone is heavily reliant on someone or something else. This could mean that the dependence of children on parents, or an addict on a drug. Being abnormally tolerant to and dependent on something that is psychologically or physically habit-forming, especially alcohol or narcotic drug. You know, when I was doing this project and working on this topic tonight, I would get on the internet and I would just look up dependence. And you'd be surprised. Everything would just come down. It was all, seemed to be all drug-related. That's what their idea of dependence is. Now, let's look at the opposite, independent. Not influenced or controlled by others in matters of opinion, conduct, thinking, or acting for oneself. Not dependent, not depending, or contingent upon something else for existence of operation. and you think there's God in their lives? I kind of doubt it. C, a characteristic of humility. It is. Dependence on God is a characteristic of humility. In Proverbs 15:33, it says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Before we can have dependence on God, we need to have the fear of the Lord. It is with wisdom of the wisdom of God is what we seek. We seek his wisdom. Matthew 29:11-29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. It's only when we decide to give him everything. It's only when we decide to give him everything, to give it to God, is when we become totally free. In John 5:30, it says, I of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgments are just. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. This is Jesus. Here Jesus tells us he is totally dependent on the God the Father. And it goes without saying that he is our example. Jesus is our example. There needs to be a constant communication with Jesus. We need to have constant prayer with him. We want to be in his presence. That's what we desire. We desire to be in his presence. We want his will for us. We don't want our will. We want his will. In James 1:21, it says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. We need to submit to God, resist the devil, and it says, and the devil will flee from us. Amen. Amen. It says, make the word engrafted. Yes. Make the word engrafted. Let the word wash you, as in Ephesians 5:26. Believe the word of God and then know it's the truth. Boy, it is the truth. I had a teacher when I was going to a public school, when I was a senior in high school. It was the only time I had a public school was basically when I was a senior in high school. And the teacher was a female. She was nice, but she gave us an assignment. She was an English teacher, and the assignment was to write about truth. And we couldn't mention the Bible or God. And now I know the word. Now that I know, it couldn't be done. It can't be done. The Bible is the truth of God. It is the truth. Psalm 62:1, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. It's only when we wait for God that we receive from God. We need to wait for him. How does Pastor Joshua say it? To receive anything from God, we need to have faith. When you have faith, you will receive from God. And that's what it is. Total trust is having faith in God. See, the Old Testament always used trust, but they rarely use faith and patience, because we know that they're the power twins. Faith and patience, we receive the promises of God. In Psalm 62:5, it says, I depend on God alone. I put my hope in Him. You know, when I was working on this, I felt the need for a scripture to say what I believe, what I was feeling in my heart, what the word was, what the Lord was saying to me. And I found a version of the Bible, and that version was the Good News Bible. And I get a lot of static because of that. But I really do. I really felt that was the one. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in Him. Because what is hope? When we believe the goal is obtainable, and because it's attainable, because of that, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. We can do it. Because we have our hope is in Jesus. He is our hope. In Psalm 62:6, it says, He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender. I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell Him all of your troubles, for He is our refuge. He is. It says it's right there. He is everything to us. In 2 Corinthians 7:16, it says, How happy I am. I can depend on you completely. Wow. Wow. You see, when we praise Him and give Him glory, it's because of Him that we do, and we say, I believe in you. I believe in you completely. Psalm 18:2, The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Again, He can do it all. It's like Habakkuk 3:19 in the Amplified and the Classic. The Lord God is my strength, my bravery, and my invincible army. Hallelujah. Psalm 56:3, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And Lord God, we trust in you, Lord. In Psalm 56:4, it says, In God, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Well, we know in Psalm 91, we have the total trust in Him. And He is our protector. Satan can't even harm us. And even Luke 10:19, Satan can't even touch us. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to D. Sin of pride, a hindrance. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance, the evil way. And the perverse mouth I hate. When we give ourselves to the Lord, we are totally Jesus. And anything that's opposite of that is evil. And it repulses us. If we have a challenge with our tongue, we have the faith in God to control it with the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 21:4, a high look, a proud heart. and a plowing of the wicked is sin. Everything we've done, it's all because of Jesus and his power and the glory of his power and his glory. You know, sometimes we accomplish something, we've accomplished something really great in our eyes, and we're thinking, wow, this is great. But you know what? We know deep down, it's not because of us. Every talent that we have, everything was given to us by God, by Jesus. It's all him. Proverbs 28:25, he that is a proud heart stirreth up strife, and he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. We stay away from people that stir up strife, and we don't want that. We stay away from them, but we need to pray for them so that God can work in their lives like he's worked in our lives, right? In Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but the honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. We need to speak into their lives. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 10:4, the wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. Wow. God is not in none of his thoughts. We need to pray for that person. We pray Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. 2 Chronicles 32:26. Then Habakkuk humbled himself for the pride of his heart, he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of God did not come upon them in the days of Hezekiah. It's all right there. He humbled himself before God. Psalm 59:12, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, for the cursing and the lying which they speak. And by now, many of you already know it's your tongue that directs our ways. We determine the course of our lives. And it's the power of the tongue that governs our lives. It sets the direction of our lives. That is why we say our affirmations, especially Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to him. So how do we achieve dependence on God? We confess our sins. We repent. We renounce. And we break all those evil ties that are against us. We ask the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us. We bind the demons around us and cast them to a faraway place. We establish the kingdom of God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as in Matthew 6. Read the Word of God. The Word of God will change you. Seek God the Father and pray that you desire to have total dependence on Him for everything. Now, I'm going to lead you all in a prayer, and you may repeat after me if you agree what I've said. Okay, repeat after me. Lord God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. This day. We confess our sins to you right now. Thank you. That you forgive us our sins when we know them. Lord God, sometimes we don't know our sins, our unknown sins. Thank you that you forgive us of our unknown sins. Lord, we repent. And we renounce the evil one in our lives. And break off all the ungodly ties that are connected to us. Have the Holy Spirit fall afresh on us. Lord, we bind and we cast out all demons. Devils and evil spirits that are around us. We loose your will, the powers of heaven, and the angels of God into our lives. We desire to have total dependence on God, to make His will our will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I know some of you, this is kind of a review, but you know, He wants everything from us. He wants everything, every part of us. So in Mark, I'm going to leave you with Mark 12:30. It says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Amen? Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah.